Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a brand new year, and we've got more from the Music Series 2025 with Avondale United Church, and it's off with a big bang coming up this month with Festival City Big Band. Joining us in the studio with Avondale Church and the Music Series, we have, of course, joining us Karen Brown and Paula Harris, and Kathy Whalen from Festival City Big Band is in the studio as well. Good morning to all three of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie, and thank you for having us come in.
Kathy, it is wonderful to see you. So we've got the Festival City Big Band as part of the Avondale Music Series coming up.
Yes, it's we think it's a great way to start the new year. It's our 30th anniversary, the Big Band. I can't believe we've been at it for 30 years, but we have. And several of us are the original members, like Lawrence Gauci, who's the conductor and leader and bass player, who people will know as the conductor of the Stratford Concert Band, and Dave Manning on trumpet. Lawrence's wife Kathy on saxophone with Jeff McIntyre. These are the original members that are still there. Faye Reifert on trombone with Chris Adair on trombone. Now, I get the fortunate ability to sing with Chris because Chris and I do duets together. Chris
Very
has
good.
An amazing voice. And his brother Tim is our fabulous drummer.
Fantastic. It's Festival City Big Band. And, of course, you were performing over the summer as well. Is that
In the band show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. How was that?
I love it. We have a great following. There are so many people that have supported us for the 30 years. And even out at the band show, they'll dance. There's that cement area in front of the band show. And several people have already said to me, we're bringing our dancing shoes.
All right.
There will be an area that we're clear so people can dance if they'd like to. Because we do sambas and salsas, and there'll even be a waltz and a polka.
Fantastic. Kathy, you do such a great job with Festival City Big Band. Is there a particular style that you like to sing the most? Is it ballads? Is it big band stuff?
I love the big band stuff. Jack Hayter introduced me to the big band music with the 1939 Casino Band many years ago.
Right, yeah.
But yes, I love to hear the big band do stuff like Sentimental Journey, Moonlight Serenade, The Nearness of You. I love to sing, personally, Skylark, songs like Skylark, you know. I love the old ballads. And I do a lot of up stuff, too.
Do it all with
Chris
Festival.
Chris and I do some up stuff together.
Yeah. How do you like singing with Chris?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been friends for a long time, and we play off each other, which is really fun.
Fantastic. Let's get Paul and Karen in on the conversation. Again, our music series continues 2025, and what a great way to start the new year, Paul.
Yeah, we were looking for something a little bit different, and we felt that we couldn't go wrong with big band. We think almost everybody likes big band. People who don't like big band, I don't know if I can deal with that kind of negativity. There have been a few times in history when music and society have just lined up perfectly. You know, Britney and the boy bands and the British Invasion and Elvis and rock and roll. And the big band era, which came along just before I was born, that was one of those times when the music of Glenn Miller and the music of the big bands just touched an entire era of people. It was extremely important to my parents. They met at a big band concert at the Palais Royal in Toronto. So big band music is one of the reasons I'm here to talk to you today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
And the Glenn Miller band is still on tour. And almost anybody in this world of ours could recognize the opening notes of In the Mood. If they heard them. And this is 80 years later. The music is still alive and people still love it. So we thought this has a very, very broad appeal for people. And we wanted to give them something kind of special and different to start the year. We are so grateful for the support we've had for the music series over the last couple of years. And we thought this would be just a delightful way to kick off the year.
Sounds great. So let's remind folks the dates and times for this great show. Let's get Karen in on it.
This is Saturday, January the 18th. That's a week and a half from now.
Coming
or
up.
Something
Coming
like that.
Up,
yeah. Coming up very soon. And I just want to mention, too, that it's one of the mandates of the Avondale Music Series is to pay fairly for local artists. Another one is to entertain the community. So this is not just for the Avondale folks. This is for everybody in Stratford and area. And the third thing is to support the ministries of Avondale United Church, which include things like the Food Shelf, Community Meals, the Connection Center, Emily Murphy Center, Camp Bimini. There's umpteen different places that we support the community. And the money that is raised, this is a fundraiser, from our music series, goes towards those ministries. And you know, you don't have to be a religious person to know that you have to do good in this world, especially nowadays with food insecurity the way it is. The food shelf is hugely important.
You bet. And again, there is that need in the community. And when you talk about reasonable price, we're talking big band on stage, big band music for just $20 or $25 at the door.
$20. That's how can you see a concert for $20 nowadays? Anywhere, it's $60 or more. We were just looking at James Taylor coming to Toronto in July, and we're looking at hundreds of dollars.
I would think they're more than $20. That's a fair bet. Yes.
I mean, yeah. Taylor Swift.
let's go there.
So $20, not only will you get the concert, but there's always something happening at the intermission as well. There's always a giveaway, or there's food or something. I'm not exactly sure what's happening.
Yes.
But there's community. You'll meet other people there. You'll talk about the band. You'll talk about the dancing, because
a new dance partner.
You just never know. We are big on the dancing.
We should again remind folks, you can dance at this. This is not a sit-down church event. You can get up, dance, have fun.
You can sit down if you'd like.
Yes, of course.
But there is dancing. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, as Lawrence always likes to, that it's the big band of era, but also there's a lot of new music being written still for big bands.
So yeah, in that style.
Some more current stuff, mm-hmm. too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be doing.
Lots of fun. It is Swing Into the New Year, the Festival City Big Band. This is happening Saturday, January 18th at Avondale United Church. It's at 7:30. Doors are open at 7 o'clock. And again, how can people pick up tickets? How can people get hold of tickets?
There are several ways. You can contact the office at Avondale United Church, and there are tickets there. You can see any of the people who are on the music committee, which include all three of us and a few others. Or you can go online. If you see any of the posters around town, and there are many, there's a QR code. Yes, we are in the 20s, the 2020s, whatever. But we have QR codes.
Not the 1920s.
Or you can go to the Ticket Scene website.
Yes, QR code directs you to the Ticket Scene website, and there you can go to the Avondale Music Series or put in Festival Big Band. You'll find it, and it's $20 if you buy in advance. If you wait until the last possible moment and then go, gee, I think I'd like to go, you can still show up at the door, but it's $25 at the door. So if you want to save yourself a little bit of money, have a good time, buy it in advance.
Absolutely. It's a Swing Into the New Year with Festival City Big Band. It's happening at Avondale United Church for Saturday, January 18th. Thanks for all the details. Before we let you go, do we have the music series 2025 all set, or in terms of musical genres that could be coming up or anything that?
Coming up next,
you on the spot or anything.
Coming up next will be the St. Patrick's Day party, which is always a popular one because
there's
lots of traps with, oh, good. Chris Adair, I believe, sings.
It's all a chain. It's all a thread.
It's all related.
Yeah, there you go.
And then in May, we have Kelly Walker and Friends.
Okay,
he's always popular. And then we'll have the variety show again.
Yeah, that'll be fast approaching, too, for
it's
sure.
Full schedule.
Very full. Yeah.
Absolutely. So again, we'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com to get your tickets. It's a fun evening out with Festival City Big Band at Avondale United Church as part of Avondale United Church Music Series 2025. Kathy, Paul, and Karen, thank you so much, and have a great time. We're going to cut some rug.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.